that there's one body, but there's...
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, for this is a day that the Most High has made. Kwam Yasharala, rise Israel, because this is our time. This is our day of rest, our day of worship. Let us call a solemn assembly, for it is time to lift up and give all praises to the Most High. Ahaya, Ashar, Yashah, HaMashiach, our God, the one and only true God, Yakad, our Savior. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Truly, my soul always rejoices on this day because I know I don't have to work. And number two, it's the day that he's made that we can come together as a family, the house of Israel, the 12 tribes, and give him praise, thanks, honor, exhort, encourage one another, and be steadfast as we await the return of our brother and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is on his way back. And he said, when I come back, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? Will I find faith in the earth? Let's go before the Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Father, I send a special prayer out for those that barely made it to this day. And for those that are discouraged and their heads are hung down, may they be encouraged, lifted, blessed, and changed, transformed. But most of all, faith stirred up, because you said faith come by the hearing of your word. Your word being your laws, your statutes, your commandments, your precepts that we live by, that we stand on this day. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, your son Christ, we pray. Amen. Let me, some of you maybe have never tuned in before, but let me just start by saying what Solomon said. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Life is all about keeping his commandments. That is what it's all about. Don't let nobody lie to you and tell you that the commandments are done away with. They have never been done away with. So if you've never tuned into this show, that's what we're all about, is statutes, the laws, and the commandments. And I am Elder V. Yasharala. I am the pastor of At Last Ministries, House of Israel, Deliverance Assembly here on the West Coast, and we holding it down over here and trying to have a solemn assembly with the people over here that are a part of the worship on this side, knowing that we are all scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, scattered diaspora. And while we're awaiting the return of our Savior, we're prophesying into the wind, letting people know that they must repent and come back to these laws and commandments, know that he's alive, and letting our people know who we are, because we are a lost people, a lost heritage, a lost culture. And before I get into it here on Blog Talk Radio, we have a couple of shows, The Heart of a Hebrew Woman on Tuesdays, and on Thursdays we try and catch up with current events in the news with Straight No Chaser. But on the Shabbat, we definitely just kind of do just as they did in Acts 13 and 15. We come and we hear the reading of the laws, go through our lesson, and we stay away from current events and things like that. We may touch on a topic here or there, but it has to be something that pertains to the laws, because mainly we want to stick with worship, the word, laws, and encourage you and exhort you. You go through enough throughout the week, and we hear enough negativity when we turn on the news, because there's so much that's coming through the media and the airwaves that plagues on your spirit and your soul to try to wear you down and cause you to lose your faith. Actually, people aren't aware that the media and the news, when you watch it on a daily basis, I don't know if you're familiar with a term called cognitive dissonance. When you see so many different stories that vary and fluctuate throughout your spirit, it causes a perplexity within your soul and spirit, and you don't even realize that you're dealing with an unseen stress. Cognitive dissonance has a tendency to mess with your emotions. And if you're not standing on the word throughout the day, then it's going to be hard for you, brothers and sisters, to be able to stand. So although we come together on the Shabbat to go through the word, you need the word daily in your life. For the scripture said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Ahayah. That means every word. Coming back to the fact that people say that the laws are done away with. No, they're not done away with. And as I was reading Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, Solomon said, the wisest man in the world, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said that at the end of the day, because here's a man who said, I've done everything, tried everything, I want to see what life is about. And he said, at the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, Ahayah, and keep his commandments. But this is the whole duty of man. How are you going to tell me the commandments are done away with when the wisest man in the world said that this is our only duty? If you don't do nothing else in this life, I don't care about the seminars you're going to, about finding my purpose, fulfilling my destiny, I don't care about all that. The bottom line is you've got to come to what Solomon said, the entire duty, the reason you were put here, you, indigenous, so-called minority, man that's searching all over the earth, when you start keeping God's laws, you get into contact with the person who created you, and you come into fulfillment, contentment, and peace. So what happens is that you're transformed. Brothers and sisters, being born again is changing the way you think and relearning everything you've been taught, because we've been lied to. We're coming up on Memorial Day, and I hope they remember that this entire United States was built on the backs of slaves, and that there was bloodshed and babies killed so that they could have this so-called hot dogs, baseball, apple pie, red, white, and blue. No. One of the laws says for us to never forget what Amalek did to us. Never forget what Edom and Esau did to us. Brothers and sisters, this is not to stir you up in the wrong way, but the laws did say, don't you ever forget what your forefathers suffered, because there are elders in heaven that are asking the Most High, how long do we have to wait before you avenge our blood? Okay, I'm going to go to a quick break. It seems that we have a glitch, and then I'm going to come right back because there's been a misprogramming. So just bear with us. I'll be right back.
Hard to say that everything is alright. Don't look at me that way, like everything is alright, 'cause my own eyes can see through all your false pretenses. What you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted as history repeats. People sleep.